Good morning, gamblers. Happy gambling to you all. This is Matty Potts coming to you from the Sports Information Network alongside your friend and mine, the Anonymous Gambler. Say hi, gambler.
How's it going, folks? Glad to be here with you.
That wasn't exactly hi, gambler, but it's good to hear from you. So, gambler, what do we got on the docket this week?
Well, we're coming to you live from French Canada, freezing our asses off here. We're living that lobster life, even though we're wearing winter coats and toques. This week, we got a lot on the docket. Namely, we just started a podcast. It's me, Anonymous Gambler. I've been in the gambling industry for about 15 years now. I'm the guy who used to cut off your accounts and send you packing. And I'm here with my good friend, Matty Potts. He'll tell you a little bit about himself now.
Formerly of the sports gambling, Matty Potts. Kicked around for a few books living on the South Shore of Montreal, but here today with Gambler, talking about our hot picks. What do you got for me, Gambler?
Well, what I got is a little story about Atlanta, Georgia.
Guess what? I'll tell you something real funny here. You ever been to Atlanta, Georgia?
No, I haven't had a chance to yet.
Oh, goddamn, you've got to go. I was born out there in Atlanta. I'll tell you what. The problem was in Georgia. Now, you've never been to Georgia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll tell you what. If you ever go to Georgia, you got to be pretty damn careful. Because do you ever go out to the bars looking for ladies, anything of that sort of nature?
No, I don't have. I'm married, tell the truth.
Oh, okay, so if you know anybody that likes women, and they're going to go to Georgia, warn them. I'll tell you what, the very first time I went into a bar, I went in this bar, my buddy warned me, he said, look, yeah, you shouldn't be going to that bar, it's no good there, and I didn't know what he meant, but anyway, I was doing some shots, I was drinking, I got pretty damn drunk. It's 21st birthday, I had 21 shots, I was real drunk and seeing odd, and had this little hottie, but she was so damn tall. This bitch was 6'1", and I'm about 6 foot even. She's taller than me, and she wasn't even wearing heels. So, anyway, she real hottie, got dark skin, dark hair, long dark hair. She wasn't black, but she had dark complexion, very beautiful. We went home, and I found out why my buddy said don't go to that bar.
Mm-hmm.
You know why?
Why?
This bitch was a guy. She had a dick.
Wow.
I took her home. I didn't even know that she was a man.
Wow.
And we started doing our little thing, rubbing up on each other. And the next thing you know, I got a dick poked in my leg.
Ooh.
So that's why you stay out of Atlanta, Georgia, because those girls, they're guys. This lady had a penis. So if you're ever down that area, you stay out of there.
Yeah, for sure. That's great advice, sir.
But I'll tell you what, I still let her suck my dick.
Wow.
No, don't tell anybody that, though. Anyway, I didn't even know she was, because I just didn't even know she was a guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I appreciate everything. Have a good one.
You too, Mr. Stanley. Good luck with your wager, okay?
Oh, well, I'm going to win.
Yep. Go home, rush home, and watch the rest of the game, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, cheers. Have a good day.
So there you have it, gamblers. As you can see, the moral of the story is you got to be a little bit weary about Atlanta, Georgia, and that plays into today's game of the week, the Bucks at the Falcons. Now, there might be a sexy line out there, I'm looking at you, Buccaneers plus 10, that could very well turn up to be a dick in the side of your leg by the end of the night. We're liking the Falcons in this game. We've got Julio Jones at 90.5 yards. We've got Matt Ryan pegged at about 285 passing. And personally, I'm thinking Ryan Fitzpatrick, Harvard education and all, is probably going to be good for 2 to 3 turnovers and at least one for a full 7 points. I'm saying it. We're going to see a pick six.
Bold projection from the gambler there in Georgia this weekend. And of course, you can build a million bridges in your life, but you suck one dick. You're never known as a bridge builder again. What's next on the NFL ticket, gambler?
Well, I think we got to talk a little bit more about this Bucks game and the fact that I got a feeling that many of my fellow touts, and I feel ashamed to be in the same fraternity as these Fonz and Noons. I got a feeling they're going to be making 5-star plays, game of the year, book bangers. You know who else bangs the books? Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's the Ryan Fitzpatrick book banger play of the week for 5 stars. It's also the shady tout tactic of the week. Adding extra stars to your plays, adding extra units in order to chase your losses from the week. not the Sports Information Network. To be honest, we got some losses to chase after Thanksgiving. It was, we broke even. We lost a bit of juice. We got to make it back. I'm not even going to talk about what happened in college football. We're just going to pretend that we don't even tout that at all. But are we going to chase our plays with a five-star play? No. Are we going to chase them with the lock of the week? No. Because we're fine with having a losing record week to week. Maybe not month to month. But every now and then, you got to take your lumps and accept it. You had a five-star play in there to try to chase those losses. Shady tout play of the week.
There you have it. The scheme on cooking the books from the tout standpoint from the anonymous gambler. You heard it here first, folks. No one else is going to give it to you straight. Right on the Sports Information Network. Follow us on Twitter at SportsInfoNet. That's it.
There was a character count issue. We wanted to put the full name in there, but as things go, at SportInfoNet. And now what you're all here for, the anonymous gambler, gun to the head, play of the
Woo!
Week.
Woo!
We're going to put that bullet in the chamber. We're going to spin it around. If we lose, we're dead. We're 6-2 on the year. That's right, folks. You're talking to a ghost. You're talking to a ghost. I'm coming to you from heaven. The good Lord himself has given me this pick. Can you believe it? The good Lord Matty Potts, can you believe it?
My God, you're like Michael J. Fox from Frighteners, man. It's just out of control.
That's right, out of control. I have no idea what that movie is, but clearly it is a relevant reference.
Yes, clearly.
Gun to the head play this week, 6-2. You're talking to a ghost. You're talking to a dead man. New York Jets, +6, and sprinkle a bit on the money line because you won't be around to enjoy it anyways.
Woo! There you have it, gamblers. Get your picks in the Sports Info Network. Follow us at Sports Info Net, the anonymous gambler at anonymous gambler, me at Matty Potts, and be sure to tune into us next week where we'll have more information for you. Right here. Dick Paces.
That was a bit harsh. That was a bit harsh.
Ah, well.
Well, I mean, we just started the podcast, and now you're calling them all dick faces. Go fuck yourself, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Woo! The Nature Bar!
Lobster life.
Go Bears. Gobert is lobster in French.
Gobert is a French canned lobster that you can dress up to look like real lobster when you've had a bad week. Gobert is the hooker lobster dinner.
Yes.
That's if you're going to take a hooker out for dinner, slip her some Gobert.
Yes.
I've been